Nolte, Chris Cuomo busted for grabbing an ABC News producer's butt. By John Nolte on September 24, 2021. CNN's Chris Cuomo has admitted to groping a woman while working at ABC News. In an essay published Friday in the far-left New York Times, Shelley Ross, a former executive producer at ABC and CBS, tells the whole grisly story about how, at a 2005 work gathering, Frida walked toward me and greeted me with a strong bear hug while lowering one hand to firmly grab and squeeze the cheek of my buttock. "I can do this now that you're no longer my boss," he said to me with a kind of cocky arrogance. "No, you can't," I said, pushing him off me at the chest while stepping back, revealing my husband, who had seen the entire episode at close range. We quickly left. Who does this? Who does things like this? This is not normal behavior. It might be normal behavior in the left-wing media in Hollywood, but in the real world, you do not grab a woman's butt. I've been to dozens of work parties with all kinds of people from all walks of life, and I've seen all kinds of things, including a lot of drunken flirting. But never in my life have I seen a man grab a woman's butt against her will, or without some kind of pre-approval due to a relationship, you know what I mean, a husband or boyfriend. This is not how decent people behave. But Kmal's Frida 1, did it in front of her work colleagues and 2, in front of her husband. Nobody does this. Well, Kmal's Chris Cuomo does. And now he's been forced to admit to doing this because Ross has an email from him admitting to it. But it's not really an apology email, not in her opinion, or mine. What it really is the Fridoest of Frido emails. One full of legalese in the event she pursues the matter. Get a load of this. Now that I think of it, I am ashamed. Though my hearty greeting was a function of being glad to see you, Christian Slater got arrested for a, kind of, similar act, though born of an alleged negative intent. Unlike my own, and as a husband I can empathize with not liking to see my wife patted as such. So pass along my apology to your very good and noble husband. And I apologize to you as well, for even putting you in such a position. Next time, I will remember the lesson, no matter how happy I am to see you. This is my favorite part, born of an alleged negative intent, unlike my own. What an asshole. What a slimeball. He can't even apologize without being self-serving. And don't give me any of this, well, it was before the hashtag MeToo movement crap. Cuomo did this post Anita Hill. To her credit, Ross saw right through him. "Mr. Cuomo may say this is a sincere apology," she writes. "I've always seen it as an attempt to provide himself with legal and moral coverage to evade accountability. Duh." And then we get to the best part, the part where Frido admits to the far-left New York Times Ross is telling the truth. An admission the far-left New York Times is a means to protect one of their own. Asked for comment, Mr. Cuomo said on Thursday night, "As Shelley acknowledges, our interaction was not sexual in nature. It happened 16 years ago in a public setting when she was a top executive at ABC. I apologized to her then, and I meant it." A primetime cable network admits to groping a colleague, and not only does the far-left New York Times not make that the headline, the far-left New York Times buries it under 15 paragraphs. Democrats sure got it good. This seems like the perfect place to recap everything you are allowed to do at law without fear of losing your job. Grope coworkers. Secretly serve as a strategist for Governor Brother during his sexual harassment scandal. Promise to never do it again, and then do it again. Leave quarantine when you're infected with the coronavirus. Repeatedly get caught not wearing a mask. Violate your own Governor Brother's mandate about not leaving quarantine. Night after night, lie to your viewers about remaining in quarantine. Stage your fake exit from quarantine and broadcast it on Knoll. Enjoy concierge coronavirus testing services from Governor Brother while desperate people in your state cannot get tested. You see, Knoll, like the rest of the corporate media, only have one set of ethics. Everything is ethical if it empowers the left. That's it. That's the only rule in the media. That's the only moral and ethical standard. So, because Cuomo is a left-wing foot soldier in the left's fascist crusade, he can do whatever the hell he wants. He can lie, he can openly commit an assault. He can run around coronavirus ground zero when he knows he's infected with the coronavirus. If you're on the correct side of the political issues, it's all okay in establishment media. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.